Mishnah. Hamakip es chaberu misholosh mikoso. Tedgoda es harishana v'sashimu v'sashlishis. The scenario here is two parties. One owns fields surrounding three sides of the inner party. The outer party constructed walls on three sides. Ein mechayven oso. We cannot force the inner party to contribute to the construction of the walls. Rav Yossi Omer, im omad v'godar es rabiyis, medavlin alav es hakol. If, and here we're going to use pronouns deliberately, leaving room for the Gemara to define who is doing what, but Rav Yossi indicates that if the fourth side was built up with a wall, and we will thereby medavlin alav es hakol, then impose the obligation to contribute to the construction for everything. Very vague mishnah. We don't know who's doing what, and we're not really sure of how much is being contributed. We'll leave that for the Gemara. I think it's worth noting, though, even though if you read the mishnah very superficially, as I found it hard to see a point of machlokes. If the Tanakhama addressed a situation where three sides are built up, Rav Yossi came and described a situation where a fourth side is built up. But you can rest assured that when you're reading a Mishnah, you have additional opinions appearing. There's almost always, unless the Gemara mentions otherwise, you should assume there is a controversy between them. Omar Rav Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, Halacha to Rav Yossi the Omar. In Omar the Godar as Ravias, Megavlin Love as Akol. Lo Shno Omad Nikit, Lo Shno Omad Makit. He reveals to us that we're going to follow Rav Yossi's opinion that if the fourth side is built up, and we didn't say who built up that fourth side, and deliberately so, because he tells us it doesn't matter who builds up the fourth side. Nikaf would mean the inner person, the one who is surrounded. And Lo Shamad Makif means the guy who's surrounding the outside fellow. Once that fourth side is put up, there's obligation to contribute to the construction of the walls. However, there is much more that needs to be elaborated on, and we'll allow that for the Gemara to do. We're going to glance to the side, and we see the Noseh. Machlokes Amoroyim. We're going to now see a controversy between Amoroyim. They're circled in this case, Rav Huna and Sichio Barav. The Firush, Divrei Rav Yossi, they're arguing how to explain Rav Yossi, Sha'omar Imomar, the Godar, as Rav Yossi, to explain Rav Yossi's comment. Itmar, Rav Huna Omar, Hakol, Lefim Ashagodar. We say that we'll make him responsible to contribute. Hakol? What is that Hakol? Hakol, according to what was constructed. If he used expensive construction materials, so the fellow will have to contribute his share of expensive construction material. We continue in the Gemara. Chiyo Barav Amar Hakol Lefi Demei Konen Bezol. Chiyo Barav says that the contribution will be according to cheap building material. But even though the walls may have been of expensive stone material, when we obligate the inner guy to contribute his share, we're going to obligate him according to a cheap standard. He'll have to contribute. How much would it cost to put up walls of cheap material? That's the May Konin, the Konin would be reeds. It's much less cheaper. Well, as we go on into Gemara, we're going to evaluate this machlokes Amoroyim, Rav Huna versus Chiyo Barav, who would appear to be more accurate in light of comments that are made in the Mishnah. Tnan, Hamakiv es chaberu misholosh v'chotso, v'godar es harishon v'sashimu v'sashlishis, ein mechayv enotso. That's a quote from the Mishnah. We infer, Paul Revius mechayv enotso. So you can see here in the Tanakhama, and we mentioned it wasn't clear in the Mishnah itself, but only if you read with inference, you can see that if, however, the fourth side is built up, so we do impose a responsibility to share in costs. Emo Seifa. Rav Yossi Omer, Im Omad, the Godos Rabbi is Megalun of Atzakol. if the fourth side is built up, so now there's obligation. So in effect, they're both saying the same thing, right? So do you see a difference between them? So the Gemara says, and I should note before we go on, we have written in between here when the Rabbi Yossi used the expression "megalov as a kol." Until the end of the Gemara, this expression will mean that Rabbi Yossi is mechayev more than the Tana Kama. The linguistic jingle, how it sounds in your ear, mechayev. It says here that Megalgul of Eshakol, that expression sounds that he's trying to impose more than the Tana Kama would have imposed. So for the most part, Rabbi Yossi appears, and I'm being careful here because we might see a change later in the Gemara, he appears to be more strict in terms of his imposition on the other party. So Bish the Mala Rav Huna, the Omar Megalgul of the Mashe Godar. How did Rav Huna explain Rabbi Yossi? That the inner party will have to pay according to the current building materials. Hainu de'iko bein Tana Kama Rabbi Yossi. We could see a point of difference between Rabbi Yossi and the Tana Kama thanks to Rav Huna's explanation. Now how is that? Tana Kama sofar demei konin bezol im umashe goda lo. Tana Kama would have the more lenient opinion as far as what's being imposed on the inner guy. He would contribute the cheap material, but not have to contribute the expensive, the current building material. Rabbi Yossi Sofer, I'll call the female Shagodar, Rabbi Yossi, who is apparently is more stricter, more obligatory upon the inner guy, he would say, according to the current building material, not the cheap rate. Ela Rechio Barav Yomar, Rechio Barav, who explained Rabbi Yossi, again, Rabbi Yossi, who is the stringent opinion, who explained him how to call the fee, to make Konen Bezol, that all you have to contribute is the cheap material. Ma'iko ben Tana l'Kama l'Rav Yossi. I de make Konen Bezol lo koyoyev lei. If according to the Tana Kama, who is a lenient opinion, and he's not going to contribute even the cheap material, because that was Rav Yossi's opinion, according to Chiya Barav. My koyoyev lei. So what would we expect him to contribute? What's cheaper than the cheap material? Notice this the marking that we have here. As your eye scans down, you're going to see this repeated a few times. Each time under the expression Iboy Esema. On the outside of our margin, we have a little explanation. This broken line is Chubos Avur Chiya Barav Lazbir Ma'iko Ben Tanakama the Rav Yossi. To explain with Chiya Barav, what would the difference be between the Tanakama and Rav Yossi? So the first approach, Iboy Esema. Agar netiro ikobinayu. Agar is schar, the wages of a watchman, would be the point of difference. How does that figure in? Tanakama, we've underlined each time under each section of these answers, you can see, as your eye scans down the page, Rav Yossi and Tanakama are highlighted. So, Tanakama sovar agar netiro in, the mekona bezolo, and let's make the assumption that this watchman fee is a lesser amount of money than cheap building material, so that's all that would be required. That's what we said here. Agar netira in means yet, and to make konen bezol lo Rav Yossi, who's more stringent, to some are to make konen bezol. No, we impose upon him the cheap wall rate. Bibo yaseimo rishona shnio shlishes iko binayo. We're now going to see more points that when reading the Mishnah might not have been clear, and hopefully they weren't clear, giving room for the Gemara to explain things. And this, by the way, is what Chazal intended when they say, Ligmar v'hodar lizbar. First go over something, and then wait, and you'll explain later on. You don't necessarily have to explain everything initially. And this is a very good example of it, right here in the Gemara. And what would the point of difference be? What about those first three walls? What about having to contribute toward them? Tanakama Sova Revisu Yohiblay, Aparushama Shio Shishis Lo Yohiblay. This inner guy, at what point does he start benefiting from these walls? When he was surrounded by three sides, the fourth side was open. So the Tanakama says, all he has to contribute is to the fourth side. He doesn't have to contribute to anything that was done on those first three sides. They didn't benefit him. Rav Yossi Sovar, Rishona Shniu Shlishis Nami Yohiblay. Yossi will hold the opinion that when the fourth side is constructed, so retroactively, we're going to now impose upon him the need to contribute to the first three sides. Iboyesemo, Makif, Venikif, Ikovinayim. The Gemara will explain this. We'll have to come back, we'll make use of this dotted underline later on. The Tanakama, so there, the Tanakama, he's of the opinion that there's a need to contribute, but under what circumstances? The Omad, Nika, who the Nagagan of Asako. At what point, or when is it that we obligate the inner guy to contribute everything? That's if he is the one that constructed that fourth side. Aval Omad Makit? If the outer guy built up the fourth side, Eino no Seimo, Elo Deme, Rufius, then the inner guy will contribute only his share of the fourth side alone. One quarter of it. Right? One quarter of the entire construction effort. But Yossi Sovar, but Yossi is more stringent. He says, Lo Shno Nikit, Lo Shno Makit. Doesn't matter who is putting up that fourth side, Himomad, the Godar, Megalov, that's a coal. Once the fourth side is constructed, the inner guy will have to contribute all of the sides, towards all of the sides. Lishno Achrino. In the Shas Ozer edition, when you have alternative Lishonos, like Iko Diamri, Lishno Achrino, and other examples, we squiggle underline those to bring out contrast between the different Lishonos. So a second opinion, and we have this indicator also with the Aleph and the Beis, to point out at which point we're saying this is a new Lashon. And you can see three lines before the dotted line there with Makif and Ikav Ikavinayu. Here too, Makif and Ikav Ikavinayu. But now we'll notice the difference. Tanakama Sovar, Im Godar Makif Esravias, Nami Yohiblei. Even if it's the outside guy that put up the fourth wall, the inner guy will have to contribute. What did it say in the first Lashon? In the first Lashon, we said, when does the inner guy contribute? Only if he, the inner guy, made that fourth side. According to the second Lashon, even if the outer guy makes that fourth side, the inner guy has to contribute. Rav Yossi Sovar, Im Omad Nikit, the Godar Zerviyas, who the Yohid Lay. Only if the inner guy contributed or constructed that fourth wall, only then does inner guy contribute. Why? The Goli Daiti de Nichole. He's revealed to us his feeling that he's happy with the situation. Avol Im Godar Makif, Lo Yohid Lay Midi. If the outer guy contributed, the inner guy, sorry, let me say that again. If the outer guy constructed the fourth wall, the inner guy doesn't have to contribute. Let me ask you, according to this Lishna Achrina, Rav Yossi versus the Tanakama, who appears to be more stringent? It would be the Tanakama is more stringent. I like to say there's a point of structure of Gemara. Contrast between Lashon A, Lashon Aleph and Lashon Beis. This point is featured by the Tosfos. We can take a look there. The last Tosfos of Eid, Rav Yossi Sovar, in Omad Nikit, the Godar Zerviyas, Afagav, the Ad Hashka, Hoya Machmir. Even though, till this point, Rav Yossi was the Machmir, Kidem Mashma Lishna, in Regalgal and all this Akol. That was the, as we mentioned, the linguistic jingle, the way the language sounded as if Rav Yossi was the stringent opinion. Lahach Lishna, lo habi hochi. But you have to face it, that in this Lashon, this Lishna Akhrin of the Gemara, it's not that way. The Lashon im Omad, because the Lashon also that Rav Yossi used in the Mishnah, what was the Lashon that Rav Yossi said? Im Omad, who's being referred to there? Im Omad, he who arose, like recently arose, it was passive till now. Who is that? Mashma Nikin. So by concentrating on the language, the sounds of the language, we can see what Rav Yossi's opinion might be, but fortunately, for better or for worse, in this case, it has a double effect. Last time, we had discussed the understanding of Rav Yossi and the Tanakama in the Mishnah. Today, on Daf Hei Omer Aleph,
we open up with a maisa concerning, as we discussed last time, inner guy and outer guy. The nosei that we have appearing on the outside margin, maisa shebo ravina shehoyelo dalit sodos soviv runya. It's a story where Ravina was the owner of four fields surrounding an inner field. You can call this landlocked, literally. Four surrounding fields owned by one, an inner fifth field owned by someone else. His name is Runya. Vegodar kol haruchos. Ravina constructed walls around four sides. Ubikesh me Runya shiyishtatek votzos, and he requested contribution on Runya's part to this effort. You'll notice in the Gemara itself we have a long marking between the Gemara and the Rashi. It's indicated that it's a maisa. It means all of these lines are part of one maisa. Runya, who we'll refer to him as the Nikif, he's the one being surrounded. Akfe Ravina me'arba luchoso. Ravina owned fields surrounding Runya's field, and he fenced them. He fenced them all sides. Omarle, Ravina turned to Runya, and we'll notice there's some numbering taking place in the Mishnah because these are stages of interaction between Ravina and Runya. So stage one, Ravina says, "Hadli tama de gadri." Pain, according to the construction material that was used. Lo yohidle. He didn't cooperate, he didn't give. Stage two. Havli lefi demei konavizol. So at least contribute according to the cheap building rate. Lo yohidle. He didn't contribute to that either. Stage three. Havli agar netirusa. As we said on the previous sermon on the Abdallah Mavais, in the previous day's Gemara, that this was a cheaper rate, pay watchman fee. Lo yohitle. He didn't contribute to that either. Yumachad havet ko godar dikli. There's a very tricky word over here. The word godar is a word referring to the harvest of dates. In Hebrew, you find different words for the harvesting of different types of vegetation. You have kitsira, betsira, gidira, etc. So, in this story, we find Runya was one day harvesting dikli his palms, his dates. Omarle larise. Ravina says to his sharecropper, worker, we'll call him, Zil shkol mine kibura dahini. Go over there and try to get from his property, a cluster of dates. You'll see that this is all a plan here to bring out a certain truth. Ozal lesuye, this worker, went to steal, if you will, a cluster of dates from Runya's property. Rama Bey Kola, Runya screamed out at the Oris. Omale, Ravina reacts, Golis Daitoch, you've revealed the Menach Nicholoch, that you're very happy with having fences around the property. Lo Yehe Elo Izo Biyama, let it be a mere goat. Milo Boy Netiusa. Wouldn't you need watching? Wouldn't you need some type of protection from animals straying in? So how can you tell me, as we saw earlier, that you're not interested in contributing to the construction of walls? How it provides security for you, too. Omale. So Runya says, Izo biyama, if it were a matter of mere animals, lechluye baya, all that's really required is a shout. Amale, Ravina says, so be it. Below Gabra voice, the Michlilo, wouldn't you need a man to do the shouting? So controversy continues, right? We have Ravina and Runya. Runya not wanting to contribute. Ravina trying to extract from him some form of compensation. Also the Kamei the Rova, the case came before Rova Amale. Rova turns to Runya and says, Zil Paisei B'mai D'Fayis. You ought to contribute, literally, Paisei's appease him, means for our purpose, it means to contribute the low rate that he was willing to accept. And we have that written into our Shas Ozir edition, Ba'agar Netira, the Kfar Nisratze B'kach. Contribute the Agar Netira, the watchman rate, that he already was willing to accept. The Elo, if you remain obstinate, Do inina loch dino kiravuna aliva rabiosi. I will judge your case. Do inina, I will judge your case according to the standard posed by Ravuna, who interpreted rabiosi. And if you take advantage of the markings in the Shas Ozer edition, you'll notice on the Daled Amud Beis a parallel arrow. So let us scan down the Daled Amud Beis. Do we see an arrow indicating Daf Hei Omer Aleph? And we do. We see more or less in the middle of the page, there is Rav Huna's name is circled, and there Rav Huna was explaining Rav Yossi's opinion in the Mishnah, and there Rav Huna appeared to be the stringent of the two, who said, Afol Lefi Ma Shegada, that the rate of contribution has to be according to current building materials. The Gemara continues, after seeing a full stop, as indicated by the period, with a new incident. We'll take a look at the nosei that we have jotted on the side. She'ila b'inyan dina de bar metra. There are laws concerning neighbors as involved in sales of property, whereby a neighbor, one of the neighbors, wants to sell property. The Gemara, in another place, expects of the seller to offer first choice in purchase the neighbor. That's called dina de bar metra. Why is that? Well, if the neighbor owns, he wants to expand his holdings, and he has a piece of property that's literally adjacent to his current holding, it's very easy for him just to continue his plowing work right over the border, as opposed to having to purchase some field far away. So if you're selling, you should turn to the neighbor as being first, as a first option for as being a buyer, and if it's called the Osisa Hayoshivato, to behave properly, and that's the right thing to do. So this, and we are noting on the outside of our margin, Runya Meha Maisa Hanal, Runya from the previous story, Kana Sode Nosaf Bitsad Hasheni Shel Sodosov Shel Ravina. Remember, we had an inner property surrounded by four properties? This Runya was expanding his holdings by buying a piece of property on the outside of Ravina's property. Haim Ravina Yochol the Salek Oso. Can Ravina say to Runya, hey, you're buying a property on the outside of my properties? That property is not connected to your property. You're still going to have a difficult time plowing because there isn't any continuum between your current holding and the new property you're interested in. As opposed to me, that property is adjacent to my current holdings. So the question is, can Ravina push off Runya Midino de Bar Metra? Who has the option? Who has the advantage of the dina de bar metra in this particular construction? Ravina does, as being the owner of this of the adjacent property to this to current property being sold right now. So in the Gemara, Rav Runya zovan ara a metra de Ravina. Runya bought a piece of property, tried to buy a piece of property on the outside of Ravina's holdings, which is on the border of Ravina's current properties from the outside. Sovar, Ravina. Sovar is a word indicating an attempt. It might not hold up though at the end. That's why we have dot underlined this, just to draw your attention to the word. Sovar Ravina Lisluki Mishumbina de Bar Metzah. Ravina thought that he might be able to push off Ravina based on this dean called Dina de Bar Metzah. Ravina having that option, that advantage. He's the current holder of the of property that's adjacent to the property in question. Amale Rav Safra Brave the Rav Yeva the Ravina. Rav Safra says to Ravina, listen, Amri and she, there's a common saying, Arba'a Litzola, Arba'a Litzolala. What the explanation of this phrase is, you'll find in the Rashi about three explanations. The expressions happen to be a mashal, and we'll see how they apply to our case by choosing one of the explanations that's offered by Rashi. And what we'll do is we'll take a look at the third triangle in the Rashi. There's a third triangle, the three indicated on the side, Hagol, Arba Litzolo, Arba Kikros, Sorich La'Avdon Oni, the Dalit Litzolo Kmokein, Dalit Litzorich Avdon Oshir. Four Kikros, four loaves, are required by the Avdon is a person who tans leather, tanner, prepares leather. If he's a poor tanner or a rich tanner, they both require the same four loaves. Umosholhu keneged runya shoyalo soda achas v'soch soda shiravina kidam aliyel de ravina akfe me'arba luchosav. The moshul is to Ravina and Runya, where Runya held one field within four fields that were held by the on the outside by Ravina. The Akshav Konalo Soda Eitzel Meitza Ravina. And now Runya bought a field on the border of Ravina's field. Umaksik Soda Ravina Bain Sadosa. Now there's a block between Runya's two holdings, Runya's outside holding and inside, by blocked by Ravina's fields. The Yomale Rav Safra la Ravina. Rav Safra turned to Ravina, who held more property, and said to him, Shiase Yoshivato, Lanich the Runya Oisisoda, the Akshav Yelo Shnayim, Shekemo Shitzorach Shmiro, the Shnei Sotos, Zorach Gamkein the Echod, Umikamot Vorem Yitzia So Echod, Miruba, Yitzia Shnayim, the Nimso Runya Mistakir. Just like one field needs protection, two fields need protection, and it often is the case that the amount of investment that you make in protecting one field can be used to protect two fields as well. So by Ravina's investment in watching his property for one field, let him benefit by having the same investment for guarding, and have two properties watch for the same investment. In other words, the basis of Dina de Bar Metzra, we mentioned it in our introduction, was Asisa Yosher Batov, can be applied to the benefit of Runya as well. Do the right thing, the proper thing. Let this man benefit by his investing the same amount that he would have to invest for watching one property for watching two properties. Mishnah. Koiso chotzer shenofa mechayven oso livnoso ad arba omos. The cheska shenosan ad shiyobi raya shalonasan. Midalit amos ulamalon ein mechayven oso. We've seen this quoted before in our Gemara. There had been a wall standing between two properties. It fell down. When reconstructing the wall, let's say that one of the neighbors isn't interested in constructing it to its original height. We can force him to contribute up till 4 amas of height. That prevents hezek ri'ya. But beyond that, we can't force him to contribute if he's not interested. The Mishnah continues. Somach lo koisel acher, afapi shelo nosan, olav esatikra. If the gentleman who was not interested in contributing to the full original height, he, however, constructed a parallel wall within his own property, parallel to this, to the wall between the two properties, and even though he didn't put roofing on between these two walls, to serve as a constructing a new structure. We say, we see that you're interested in taking advantage of the full height of the original wall. And you didn't want to contribute to the full height, but since we saw you construct this parallel wall on your own property, and even though you didn't put the roof, but we anticipate that you're roofing the two walls serving to create this new structure in your property, you must now contribute the full amount of construction, your share of construction, to that wall between the two properties. We also add the chetzka shelo nosan ashiyavi raya shenosan. Literally means that we will assume he hasn't contributed unless he brings proof that he has contributed.